Retirement at 65, 2020. 2016, I was driving with a guy that I bought Chenin Blanc from. And I was driving on his farm. And a lot of the times when you ask someone if they've got great grapes to sell, they just think of the big ones like Cab, Merlot, Sauvignon Blanc, stuff like that. So normally they don't mention the stuff that I'm actually interested in. So I drove on this guy's farm. I said to him, listen, just show me what you've got. Just drive around. And there was this little remote vineyard inside a little valley, totally in the veld, in the separated from the farm into the mountain. And I said to him, what is that? He said, no, don't. This is an old Cinsault vineyard and it's horrible. The birds eat it every year. So the vineyard's 64 years old and it normally rots because of the birds. So I said, listen, why don't we just, if I buy the grapes, because it's very hard to find an old bush vine vineyard of Cinsault that grows on decomposed granite in the foothills of the Darling Mountains. So I said, listen, if we farm this vineyard better and I buy you bird nets, you give the labor to put the nets on and we try and keep the birds out. We just try and see if we can maybe get something from it and then I'll buy the grapes. So he said, that's cool. And we pruned a little bit better. We put a cover crop, everything. And then when the new shoots started growing in the first bits of summer, the shoots were about 20 centimeters long. His sheep came through the fence on the weekend and they basically ate the whole vineyard. So 2 days later, there was nothing left, only these brown stumps. So obviously the vineyard was 64 years old. We picked nothing from the vineyard that year. The next year we regrouped, put a higher fence around the vineyard. We put bird nets, everything. So we went all out and we managed to protect the vineyard against the birds and the sheep. So when the first time we picked grapes from that vineyard was in 2016, sorry, that was 16, when the vineyard turned 65 years old. And that's why it's called retirement at 65. We all try and retire at 65, but obviously, that vineyard only started producing when it was 65 years old. It is a lot of Cinsault, but then there's also a small bit of Shiraz with that. So there's a vineyard right next to that, Shiraz vineyard, where I pick a little bit from, and that also goes to that. So the Cinsault, it's just perfumey, florally, light, fresh, and then it gets a little bit of Shiraz just to add a bit of a backbone, bit of a tannin, bit of a core to the wine. So it just adds that little bit that makes it a really great wine. It's got the dead sheep on the label, meaning we kept the sheep out, so we won the sheep lost. And yeah, and we're in 2021 now and we had another sheep problem. So I just saw the other day the sheep came through again, but they only ate like about 10 vines, and then the farmer saw them, took them out again. So it's a constant battle against the sheep in that vineyard. But the 2020, it's got a bit more grit to it, a bit more extraction. It's than the previous vintage. Lovely wine. Yeah, retirement at 65.